The headline reads, survey finds 1 in 8 older Americans now use marijuana. What do we mean by older Americans? Well, more Americans over the age of 50 are using cannabis now than they did before the COVID-19 pandemic. This according to a new poll conducted by researchers from the University of Michigan. Among a sample of over 2,000 older adults, we're talking 50 to 80 years old, 12% say they had consumed a product containing THC within the past year. 4% reported doing so multiple times per week. Are we finally breaking through the stigma here? And is the use of marijuana going to be a lot more mainstream? Joining us now to talk about this, he's obviously a proponent. He's the host of the TV show and podcast Weed and Whiskey. He's Jerry J-Man Joyner. Jerry, welcome back. How are you, man?
Man, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother.
Love having you back on the show. Let's talk about this. Are these numbers accurate or are they even low?
Brian, I believe they're low. There's a whole new buzz about bingo night, it seems.
Pun intended.
Everybody I come into contact, they say, yeah, I don't want to smoke a joint, but I'll eat a gummy. The 60-plus crowd, they're drinking weed now.
Yeah. Yeah, via the oil, the tincture, whatever. The gummies are more popular than ever. And the variety that's offered out there between, you know, cookies, gummies, chocolate bars, you name it, it's becoming very, from a dispensary standpoint, a legal standpoint, a regulated standpoint, it's becoming a very user-friendly, appealing option for pain relief.
Absolutely. We've got 24 states now that have adult use legal for people over 21, mm-hmm. 40 states for medical. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize, Brian, they're in Louisiana where recreational cannabis isn't legal yet. You can still go get a THC product like a Buck-a-Buzz gummy or one of these THC drinks at virtually any convenience store. And they will get you a little bud of a buzz, and they would show up positive in a drug test.
Yeah, and the most recent legislative session here in Louisiana kind of tried to tackle that a little bit in making sure what is medicinal versus your average street corner store. And Jerry, we've got a dispensary here in town, Capital Wellness Solutions. We've got a dispensary here in town. I was over there a couple days ago just kind of getting the lay of the land. And you want to talk about the most efficient, well-run machine. As we move into an era where we're seeing more and more people become more and more accepting and embracing of marijuana, they're making sure it's done on the right level. This isn't like some, there's nothing shady about it. It's all being done very professionally.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what's amazing, my 75-year-old mother-in-law, she wouldn't smoke a joint to save her soul.
Right.
But she will now take a half of one of these legal gummies, hemp-derived gummies, instead of taking a hydrocodone to go to sleep at night because of her back pain. That's a good thing. A good friend of Willie Nelson, Turk Pipkin, I had him on my show, and he said, Jerry, all of our crap, we're not smoking much weed anymore, but we're sure eating these gummies. Helps us sleep, you know. Helps us take a little edge off. My wife is drinking this. It looks like a skinny can, right? Like a Red Bull would be.
Okay.
It'll buzz me up, right? Instead of drinking red wine. So now she doesn't get a hangover. She gets 5 calories instead of 120 calories. So I think the numbers, when you ask them, we start off the conversation, are they low? Absolutely. Far more people. Some of these seniors don't think they're doing, I'm not doing weed. I'm just doing a gummy.
Well, okay, so is this the end around here? Is this how the stigma goes away because it's not the traditional quote-unquote pot smoking, that it's when it's a gummy, it's viewed as something different?
Absolutely, Brian. You know, there's no smell associated. People know, you know, at my business, I go to a back room where I've got a ventilation system and everything where I can partake if I want to, but not offend other people. Mm-hmm. Well, a gummy doesn't offend anybody. You don't have the smell. You don't have all the ritual that goes along with that. Which is, you know, I think the stigma that so many people see. Our veterans are getting so much benefit from THC derivative products for their PTSD, for their depression, for their anxiety, instead of getting on alcohol. So when in America have we had 70% of the people agree about something? That's a recent Gallup poll. 70% of Americans think cannabis should be legal.
We got Jerry Joyner with us, J-Man Jerry Joyner with us. He's the host of the TV show and podcast Weed and Whiskey. Jerry, you mentioned the PTSD. For a lot of seniors, chronic pain is the answer. You kind of said the magic word a few moments ago when you mentioned getting off of hydrocodone to move towards THC. I've always felt like medicinal marijuana, it won't necessarily be the silver bullet to get us out of this opioid crisis, but it's a pretty big weapon in the arsenal.
And it's opening the door for more legitimate research, Brian. Think about this. Because it's illegal on the federal level, there's still universities that won't do research. Texas A&M over here has got a huge, robust hemp and cannabis program going on, both for the industrial uses of the plant and for the medicinal uses of the plant. So who knows what they're going to uncover once more scientists are researching the plant. That's what I believe in.
Okay, so along with more research would hopefully come some kind of FDA approval, because as it stands right now, everything is listed as, quote-unquote, offering potential benefits as opposed to saying it will help. How close are we to getting where we can start to get some government agencies on board?
You know, I think we're getting closer every day, and it's a good thing, Brian. We need regulation. We need guidelines, and we need checks and balances. There are a tremendous amount of products that aren't good for people. They got heavy metals, they got toxins, but people may not know this. You know, I mentioned at the convenience store, there are both good products and bad products at these convenience stores where many people have never done this or starting to try this. So we're a big believer in making sure there's a certificate of analysis, a COA, a little QR code you can scan on the back and see who really produced these and was there a trail and proper testing. Because that's a huge thing. You know, you take a bad product, that's, none of us want that to happen, and none of us want kids getting into this stuff. We see stories all the time. Kid got into somebody's gummy. Okay, where was that parent or caregiver that made sure those products weren't put away, just like our regular pharmaceuticals, our chemicals, our firearms, and all those things?
He is Jerry Joyner, Jerry J-Man Joyner, the TV show and podcaster called Weed and Whiskey. We always appreciate a little insight, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brian.
Always.